Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky's unconstitutional church lockdowns needs recompense. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to discuss this case is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, it's like deja vu. This all started in 2020 with these COVID lockdowns. And here in this situation, we are still fighting this case with Maryville Baptist Church in Kentucky and the pastor, Dr. Jack Roberts. And we're right now we're fighting for attorney's fees in this case, which we previously won.
Yeah, this particular case goes back 5 years in 2020 around Easter time.
It's like it never goes away.
Yeah, just before Easter, yeah. The governor of the state, Beshear, is a Democrat, issued an executive order and a warning that you better not go to church, including in-person services. And so on Easter Sunday, Maryville Baptist Church had a parking lot service, So they had speakers outside of the church. The pastor was inside the church speaking, and it was being broadcast in the parking lot. People would come into the parking lot, their windows would be rolled up, and they would stay in their cars to hear the Easter service. Now, the governor warned, you better not do that, and said that even if you do a parking lot service or any other kind of service, whatever you do, you can't gather for worship on Easter. He sent the law enforcement officers, the state troopers, and they went car by car by car in the parking lot while the windows were rolled up, and they put citations under the windshield wipers.
Yeah, basically, Governor Beshear used the COVID as a fear tactic to control the people and keep them out of church. Of course, if you went across the street and you could go to Home Depot and get your plants or some other retail operations, that seemed to be essential in his mind, but not church.
You know, the crazy thing is, literally within a short drive of the church, they could go to one of the big box stores, Home Depot, one of the a number of them they had there. And you could sit in the parking lot and you could turn on the radio and the same pastor could be preaching from the radio station. And you could be broadcasting the exact same thing. Same pastor, same message, same people, but they're in a different parking lot. They're in a big box center that was considered essential to buy garden equipment.
He was such a tyrannical governor in this way. I mean, I remember a media truck, because this got a lot of immediate attention, this whole situation. There was other churches that also the same situation happened. And so I remember they had a media truck that was in the parking lot. The cops even gave the media truck a citation for being in the parking lot.
They gave the media truck a citation. We have a picture of it.
I guess they didn't give themselves a citation.
And the citation actually said that you and everybody in your vehicle need to quarantine for 14 days. You need to stay in your home for 14 days. You cannot leave the county without prior permission. You cannot take public transportation, so you couldn't take a bus. And I assume you couldn't take an ambulance, I don't know, but you couldn't take any public transportation without permission. And you had to test your temperature every day, and you had to report it to the local health authorities in your county.
But wait, think about this. But it was okay for the police officers to go around, knock on the car windows, and hand them citations.
Right.
That was okay, but they couldn't sit there with their windows rolled up listening to church.
Remember, there were some people that pulled into the parking lot to listen to the Easter service that day, and they saw the state troopers there handing out these citations, and so they left.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, a couple of people then returned to their work on Monday and Tuesday that next week, right after the Easter service. And they were asked, don't you attend Maryville Baptist Church? Yeah, were you there at the church service yesterday? Because now this hit the big news story where they got the citations on Easter Sunday. And these people were fired, terminated by their employer. So they lost their jobs for attending a parking lot in your car, windows rolled up, Easter service.
But, you know, I do remember there were some people that came from another state. They saw what was happening. They came down in support of the church and Dr.
They actually came from
Roberts.
Kentucky, but from another county.
Another county? Okay.
Yeah, they wanted, because they wanted to come there. So
yeah.
We ended up, Liberty Council filed suit against Governor Beshear, and we got the first Court of Appeals ruling in the country, 3-0, that ruled that you could continue to have parking lot services. Then we got a second ruling that said you can have in-person church services as well. So we have two rulings from the Court of Appeals, and we got all of the relief that we asked for. The people that you were talking about also, after we filed suit, relying upon and using our pleadings, they filed suit separately on behalf of the people who were not even members of the church. Mm-hmm. We represented the pastor and we represented the church members of Maryville Baptist Church. We got the injunction. We got actually two injunctions. And then these other people then filed after we did, who didn't actually attend the church. They got an injunction because we got an injunction already. And then we then later, after Kentucky finally repealed their COVID restrictions, we both individually filed for attorney's fees against the government. We who represented the church and the pastor and this other group that were there just as visitors. Their judge in a different county said that they were entitled to prevailing party status, which means the government has to pay your time and expenses. That was appealed by the state. The Court of Appeals ruled that that was a correct ruling. And then our judge ruled against us and said, no, you're not entitled to prevailing party status. It's identical facts. We led the case. We got the injunction. We appealed that to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals said, we just decided this in this other case. So go back and follow what we just did to the lower court. We go back to the lower court, get that order reversed, and the lower court, what does it do? Exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we appeal again. And now it's pending at the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. In the meantime, the United States Supreme Court earlier this year issued a ruling that really changed the landscape on prevailing party status. And so we're now asking the full Court of Appeals, in this case, since we were already entitled to prevailing party status before the Supreme Court ruling, that it's a huge injustice not to grant us prevailing party status when we're the ones who led the case, we got the injunction, and yet this other mm-hmm. group gets prevailing party status because they get a different judge.
And our wheels were already in motion before the Supreme Court made this decision. So
that's right. It was already totally briefed and ready to go for argument, and they put it on pause pending what the U.S. Supreme Court would do, and the Supreme Court changed the landscape, changed the rules. And I understand that going forward, but there's a lot of people, for example, in retrospect, that filed suit against the state, because that's where these government executive orders originated from, is the governors. There's a lot of people that filed suit against the state and got injunctions against the state, or there's a number of people, not a lot. There's a group of people, a group of cases, I should say, that got injunctions against the state that also should be entitled to prevailing party status because they got all the relief necessary. So it's a real issue that we're asking the Court of Appeals to reconsider. And then this case could easily go to the U.S. Supreme Court. The point of it is, however, is that these unconstitutional lockdowns 5 years ago, it's hard to imagine, it's already been 5 years in the making. They were unbelievable. Literally, you could back then, as I mentioned, you could go to an abortion clinic and you could fill up the parking lot and you could go inside or to the mm-hmm. big box centers and you could literally shop like it's just the week or a few days before Christmas. Jam-packed, parking right. lots full, no problem because those were considered essential. But churches were not. And it doesn't matter how much you socially distanced, no matter what you did in terms of cleanliness or sanitation, no matter how few people you had in there, it was considered banned, prohibited.
Right. But you know, Matt, as nightmarish as that all was, I am grateful for that on the reason that it was a huge eye-opener to a lot of people that really saw what these, particularly the Democrat governments, are really about. And he, this governor, is an example. They want to control people. They're tyrants, especially when it comes to religious freedom.
One of the critical things is how precious and delicate our freedom really is.
And it can be gone in a second.
And it was gone in a second.
Exactly.
Unless you stand for it. And we had to stand for it and fight back. And finally, we won. We won twice at the U.S. Supreme Court in a case out of California that ended the lockdowns in that state.
Mm-hmm.
But it does illustrate that if they have an opportunity, there are people, and this was primarily led by Democrats, who are willing to take away your freedom for any excuse, particularly your religious freedom. And that's why it's so critically important to defend it. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.